Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. Snow and ice will be on the roads of eastern France, so be careful. 9 departments are placed under orange weather alert this evening. The alert concerns Ardennes, Meuse, Moselle, Meurthe-et-Moselle, Vosges, Bas-Rhin, Haut-Rhin, the territory of Belfort, and Haute-Savoie. The first snowflakes are expected tonight, with up to 20 centimeters in places, a phenomenon which will continue until Friday morning, so watch out on the roads. Also in the news, the question of how to curb the coronavirus epidemic in France. The subject was once again on the agenda of a Health Defense Council today at the Élysée. The objective of the government is to avoid at all costs a total reconfinement of the country. Instead, the 6 p.m. curfew may be generalized throughout France. On the other hand, schools will most likely remain open according to the recommendations of the Scientific Council. All the measures will be unveiled tomorrow evening by the Prime Minister Jean Castex during his weekly press conference. Meanwhile, the cities of Nancy and Cannes are getting a head start. Today, they launched vaccinations for people over 75 outside of EHPAD establishments. The measure will be implemented throughout France next Monday. The first appointments can be made tomorrow online or by telephone. Éric Dupond-Moretti is in the crosshairs of justice. An investigation for a legal conflict of interest has been opened against the Minister of Justice. This case is related to his former activities as a lawyer. A complaint was filed a few months ago by the Anticorps Association and 3 magistrates' unions. In the United States, debates have started in the American Congress. After a week of violence on Capitol Hill, which resulted in 5 deaths, the elected Democrats will have to decide on the responsibility of the outgoing president, a vote which could then open a new impeachment procedure a few days before the handover of power. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.